Thank you for tuning in to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. We'll discuss the latest news, rumors, and games of the NFL and college football. As always, I'm your host, Jeremiah Martinez, and I'm here to begin, you know, to start off the football week for you guys here. We have a lot to discuss, and I think the story that I want to start off with was something that kind of occurred when I went off the air with Anthony on Friday, and that was Marshawn Lynch pretty much agreeing to a deal with the Oakland Raiders. That was according to Mike Silver of NFL.com. And it looks like that it was just a rumor at this point. But, you know, when Michael Silver reported Friday that Marshawn Lynch reached an agreement with the Oakland Raiders, he has to be traded from Seattle to even do that first. So, on Twitter, Marshawn Lynch made it clear. He cleared up the rumors that he agreed to a contract with the Raiders, and he pretty much said, quote, "If you know me, you know my business is my business, and if you don't know me, that's a fun fact for you. When ish gets real, I'll let you know." So, looks like that Marshawn Lynch still is retired again. He still is retired. Hasn't officially come out yet. But, you know, when this was reported, and when if it does happen, if Marshawn Lynch officially becomes a Raider, there's a lot of skepticism that this is basically used as a PR move. And sure, maybe it can. Maybe it can be used as a PR move. Maybe they wanted to get some attention for themselves. Maybe they wanted to have good publicity with their fan base after moving to Vegas. Maybe that is one of the reasons why Marshawn Lynch could happen to come to the Raiders. And it's a feel-good story. You know, you got Marshawn Lynch to hometown, you know, going to his hometown team. You know, you got the hometown guy going to his hometown team and all that. So, maybe it could be a PR move. I don't think so. I actually think that the Raiders actually do want him. You know, they did say that they were interested last year when he was retired. And Marshawn Lynch has been interested since last year, I'm supposed. Well, this is something that's been talked about for weeks, and it looks like that, sure, maybe this is true, maybe it is that they're nearing an agreement, maybe they did agree on it, but, you know, it hasn't officially been announced yet, so maybe this is something that is true. It's just not officially announced by Marshawn Lynch's agent or, you know, the Raiders themselves, but, you know, I did say that, you know, the Raiders, they actually do need Marshawn Lynch for a couple of reasons. You know, they need to beef up that backfield. You know, they need someone to carry the rock after losing out Latavius Murray in free agency. You know, they need someone that can pretty much be a bruiser in the middle of the field. And they need someone that can really score on goal-to-goal situations. I'm not saying Latavius Murray wasn't good, but, you know, Latavius Murray, he is very inconsistent to me at times. And you got guys like Jalen Richard, DeAndre Washington that add great depth to this offense. And in case you guys didn't know, Lynch did retire during Super Bowl 50. Remember his little infamous tweet with the cleats hanging up? So, wanted to get that out there. And then Lynch is 3 years removed from a 1,000-yard season. So maybe there is some questions that if he has anything left in the tank. I do think he has some left. I don't think he can get you 1,000 yards. If he does, that's a great year. But I do think he can be really successful behind the offensive line. And this gives him a chance to mix Jalen Richard, DeAndre Washington, the offense as well. And, you know, I think, you know, Marshawn Lynch, he happens to add something else to this offense. You know, he brings, it's not just the skill that he might bring. It's more like his persona. It's more like his swag a little bit that he can bring to this Raiders team. It's like he brings, like, excitement to this offense. And they have excitement already, but he brings even more. You know, he kind of fits the personality of this team. And that's why I think this is such a great fit. It's such a great fit for Marshawn, and I do think it's a great fit for the Raiders as well. Well, it looks like that, you know, when this does happen, and if anything does happen officially, the Seahawks still have to trade or release him. You know, they still hold his contract rights. So anything is pretty much not real at this point. It's just optimism. And, you know, Pro Football Talk also did report that Marshawn Lynch and the Raiders, or the Seahawks and the Raiders, are not close to a deal at this present time. But I do think it is pretty much 95% going to happen now. I really do think so. So when I look at the Raiders overall heading to the season, you know, I do think there's a team that's on the rise. I do think that they're a team that can compete in the AFC. I think they have a chance to be the second best team. I do think that they are the third best team. And if Derek Carr was not even hurt, if he didn't get hurt that second to last game, I think they would have made a legit playoff run. I really do think so. I really do think that Lynch can be someone that can help the Raiders, you know, contend for a Super Bowl. And I know that Marshawn's been out of the game for about a year, almost probably like a year and a half. But I do think that they need someone that can kind of bring like some swag and persona at that running back position, especially in this offense. You know, I do think with not having a really good running back, really did hurt this team, especially not having a good defense. They really did hurt this team as well. But let's just say that Marshawn Lynch, he just absolutely is terrible. Absolutely horrendous to begin the year. Is the hype going to go down? Maybe. Maybe it could. But, you know, if he is terrible, he doesn't, and it shows that he doesn't have anything left. Maybe this was a PR move at the whole time. And I do, you know what? I do think if Marshawn Lynch is still, if he gets a deal done with the Raiders, if this is a done deal, if it's 100% official, I do think that the Raiders were still drafted running back. Why wouldn't they? You know, they have a lot of, it's a deep running back class. I still think they're going to draft a running back. It could be Joe Mixon. It can be Alvin Kamara. I like him. They're not going to get Dalvin Cook. I don't know if he's going to fall all the way at 24. Maybe I can see that happening. They're definitely not getting Fournette because he's going to go to Jacksonville. I think the Raiders are still going to draft a running back because who knows? You don't know what you have in Marshawn Lynch right now. You really don't. You don't know what you're going to get. If this was about 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, then I would say, yeah, you know what you're going to get. But, you know, this is a guy that's been out of the game for about a year now. So you don't know what you're going to get. I still think they're going to draft a running back. I think they should draft a running back. There's so much talent. This is probably the strongest running back class that we've had, that I've seen. And don't forget about Christian McCaffrey either. I do think he's someone that the Raiders can be interested in. I like the potential there with McCaffrey being in the offense with Derek Carr, Michael Crabtree, and Amari Cooper. But, you know, I do think Marshawn Lynch adds something to this team. I do think he I think with him being the pride of Oakland is something meaningful for this franchise, especially before he can move to Vegas. So I do think that the Raiders could compete with the Patriots. And I'll tell you right now, I do think Marshawn Lynch to the Raiders is a good move because, you know, when if it works out, it is good for the NFL. I do think a lot of fans are tired of the Patriots' dominance. They're just tired. And that goes across all sports. I know in the NBA with the playoffs starting this past weekend, a lot of fans are kind of tired by the Golden State Warriors and the Cavs' dominance. And then when you go to Major League Baseball, like a couple of years ago, a lot of fans are tired by the Yankees' dominance. Even you can probably say the Cardinals, too, because they're in the playoffs every year. In college football, always talk about Bama always being in it, so a lot of people are tired of that. A lot of fans are tired of the Patriots' dominance. And so I do think it adds more, it can add really good competitive balance to the AFC. Because if you name me one team that could compete with the Patriots next season, I'd probably say the Steelers and probably be the Raiders. That'd probably be it. I don't think there's any other team that has a realistic chance of defeating Tom Brady and the Patriots at the AFC throne. So I think this can add potentially good balance to the AFC, and who knows, maybe the Patriots could be on the other end of a tuck rule. But, you know, that remains to be seen, and it's all speculation at this point. But I'm going to take my first break, and when I get back, I'm actually going to discuss the Patriots, and it looks like that their opening matchup, we might know their opening matchup already. Remember, the NFL schedule is coming out this Thursday, so I'll discuss that when I return to Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back to Going to Meet Concepts Football Podcast. Well, we have the NFL schedule coming out this Thursday, and we already know that the Patriots are going to open up the season at home to pretty much raise up their banner and pretty much do it again, try to defend that Super Bowl title. Well, it looks like, according to the Boston Globe, that the Chiefs could be the first opponent on the Patriots' schedule. So, it looks like, you know, the Sunday night game could be the Falcons opening up their new stadium as well. So, you know, the Falcons could possibly open up their stadium against one of the NFC South opponents, or the Packers, Vikings, Bills, Dolphins, Cowboys. So that's something that we can probably look at. I would say that the Falcons will probably play the Cowboys or the Saints or the Buccaneers. That's the way I'll go to. And, you know, I think Carolina can be a really good option at that point as well. But, you know, the NFL and their primetime games, they like having the Cowboys on there. So I can see the Cowboys and the Falcons being the first Sunday night game of the year. But, you know, looking at the Patriots schedule, you know, I did talk about them a little bit as being the best team and, you know, their dominance and all that, and how I think the Raiders could compete against them. Well, it looks like the Chiefs could be coming to town for that Thursday night game. But let's look at their other opponents for the season. You know, they got the Falcons again. So the NFL did not want to go back-to-back Super Bowl matchups. You got the Bills, you know, in the AFC. You know, they played them twice. You know, they played the Dolphins twice. And, of course, they played the Jets twice. So I don't need to go any further about those ones. But, you know, they also got the Panthers at home. They got the Texans at home. They do have the Chiefs. I did discuss that already. They got the Chargers. They got the – they have – and that's actually the rest of their home games, actually. That is all of them. As for their away games, you know, they do got the AFCs, as well as the Broncos, the Saints, Raiders, Steelers, and the Bucks. So it's a pretty good, tough schedule. The games I'm looking forward to on the Patriots slate is the game versus the Raiders. I think the NFL is going to have that game on primetime. You know, that's just a prime matchup. You never know. We could have Marshawn Lynch making his return. So I think that's something that the NFL really wants to have a mass audience look at. So it is at Oakland. It's at the Coliseum. So it can be on Sunday night. It can be on Monday night. I think that would be a great primetime game for the NFL to have. And, you know, the Steelers is also a game that can be on primetime as well. You know, he always got Big Ben. You got Tom Brady. Could be a preview of the AFC Championship in 2018. So, yep, you got to start thinking about the playoffs already. Yes, and it's already April. As for, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I don't think they're a team that would be ready to compete. I do think they can be a playoff team, but I just think that the Patriots are a whole lot better team. I like the potential matchup of the Saints and Patriots at the Superdome. I do think that can be a primetime matchup as well. That's another game I'm looking forward to. And, of course, you know, I'm always looking for the Broncos and the Patriots. But when you look at this schedule from top to bottom, you know, it looks like that. It looks a little tougher. But the Patriots are going to win the division again. You know, I think they can win Buffalo twice. So that's two wins. They can win the Jets twice by four, so that's four wins. I think the Dolphins could potentially split the Patriots, so that's 5-6. So that's already 5-6 wins already within the division alone. I do think they will beat Kansas City in the opener. I think they can beat the Chargers. I do think they can beat the Broncos. I do think they can beat the Buccaneers. So that's 10 wins already. I do think, you know, the Raiders and Steelers games, they can go either way, but I do think they can be wins. They do play the Texans. That's a win right there, so that would be 11. And I do think they can beat the Falcons again, so that's 12. So they could potentially win 12 to 14 games again. And don't worry, I'm not trying to be a bias. I'm not trying to be a Patriots homer here. I just think they're just a real dominant team again, and I wouldn't be surprised if they happen to do the same thing. But, you know, the Falcons, it looks like they'll open the season on Sunday Night Football. And the team I would love for them to play against in that opener would be the Cowboys. You know, seeing Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, and the Falcons' new home in Atlanta, I do think that can be a great matchup. It can get a lot of eyes as well. So I do think that's something that the NFL will look to. But, you know, when the NFL schedule comes out later this week, you know, we're probably going to talk about it when it does come out. I do think that I'm very excited for it to come out. I really am. But, you know, when you look at this schedule, the things that I like looking most about, I look forward to. I like to see, you know, all the primetime games. I like to see who's going to play on Sunday night. I like to see who's going to play on Monday night. I do. I like looking at all those types of matchups. And, you know, me being a Niners fan, I'm kind of excited what, you know, if they're going to start the season off on Monday night again. But we will see. You know, the schedule is going to come out on Thursday, so I can't wait for it to come out, and I know you guys can't wait also. All right, well, before I take my last break, it looks like we had an extension deal that was done this morning. Kawan Short and the Panthers agreed to a 5-year contract that was reportedly worth $80 million. Yes, 5-year deal, $80 million contract, according to ESPN, Adam Schefter, and CBS, Jason LaConfora. So it looks like that this is a deal that the both sides want to get done. You know, the Panthers placed the franchise tag on Short in February. You know, the two parties had until July 15 to work out a long-term agreement, and it looks like they did. It looks like Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman, he said in the following statement, quote, KK has been very important to what we've been able to accomplish on defense. In 2013, when we drafted KK, I thought he was the best pass-rushing defensive tackle in the draft, and he's been able to develop into one of the top defensive tackles in the NFL. Off the field, KK is a top-notch young man and great representative of our team. I'm absolutely thrilled that we were able to get this deal done. So, Kawan Short has had a couple of great years. You know, he is only 28 years old. He recorded only 6 sacks in 2016. 2015, though, he did have a great year when he had 11. But, you know, he was a second-round pick. He's played in all 64 games since being drafted in 2013. Really valuable starter for this Carolina Panthers, especially in that Super Bowl year a couple years ago. So I like this deal. It does bring some stability. It brings some toughness to that defense. And, you know, he didn't make the Pro Bowl. But, you know, Short did remain one of the best NFL's interior linemen. You know, Pro Football Focus with great players, you know, which pretty much ranks them. They grade him as the third best interior defender in football behind Aaron Donald and Calais Campbell. You know, he's pretty much the position's second best run defender and the ninth best pass rusher. So, you know, he's one of those rare guys that can stop the run and stop the pass as well. So, you know, as the Carolina Panthers defense, they hope to have a bounce back here. I do like this deal. And I do think that Carolina, they might be in for a bounce back year as well. You know, Atlanta, they came out of nowhere pretty much. I don't know if they can have that type of year again. I do think they can win 10 games or more, make the playoffs again. But I just don't know. I'm really interested to see how the Falcons could compete without Kyle Shanahan on the sideline. You know, so I'm really interested about that. Tampa Bay, I did say that they are a wild card team, and I'm sticking to that. I think they can win 10 games. I think this could be the year that Jameis Winston can finally progress. The team progresses. You know, they brought in DeSean Jackson to pretty much help out that offense. They might bring in a running back to help out that offense when Doug Martin is suspended. So that's a team that I think can do some damage there. The Saints, you know, I do think that if they can work on their defense this offseason, I do think they have a chance to compete. But I don't know. I think the 9 wins is pretty much the highest I think they can get. You know, there's just all offense and no defense. So I do think we're in for another year. So, you know, the NFC South, I do think it's going to be a little bit more open. I think it's going to be more competitive. I do think it's something that it's a division I'm looking forward to. But, you know, with this deal with Kawan Short and Carolina Panthers, I do like this deal because, you know, he's one of the best interior linemen in the game. And, you know, the Panthers, they need all the help on defense they can get right now. So, for that, I think this is a great deal for both sides. All right, well, I'm going to take my last break. And when I get back, it looks like that, you know, NFL referees, they want to get rid of celebration penalties. So I'll discuss that when I return to Goings to Me Concepts Football Podcast.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to Going to Me Concepts Football Podcast. Well, it looks like that NFL referees really want to get rid of celebration penalties. Just like the fans hate the penalties on celebrations, it looks like referees as well. Well, it looks like the executive director of the NFL Referees Association, he was on Sirius XM radio over the weekend. And, you know, his name is Scott Green. And this is what he told Sirius XM radio in his interview over the past week. He said, quote, "Nothing is worse than someone going 80 yards for a touchdown. And then we're trying to figure out, does that warrant a flag for what he's doing in the end zone? We don't really enjoy that. If we could get to a point where it would simply be fines by the league, that would be great. The issue we'll still have is that guys can get pretty creative out there to question whether it's a foul or not a foul. Hopefully, we'll get closer to more of a black and white situation," end quote. So, it looks like that he really doesn't really enjoy penalizing players that celebrate a lot. Well, the NFL is kind of considering doing the opposite. They want to penalize players for excessive celebrations, but they don't want to fine them. That's according to Pro Football Talk's Mike Floriano. I don't care. I don't have a problem with celebrations at all. I think they made the game fun. I can understand that there's some, you know, celebrations that can be really excessive and be like, okay, you know, you need to stop, play the game. But come on, man, you got to let them have fun. And, you know, remember a couple weeks ago, I should say last month, you know, Troy Vincent, the league's executive VP of football operations, did say that the NFL is putting in an instructional video to players. And I remember Martellus Bennett did say that there's no way that the NFL's players are going to want to watch that. So no one's going to take this seriously as well. Well, it looks like that, you know, there was 30 excessive celebration penalties called last year. Now, that's a dramatic increase from recent years, with just 34 excessive celebration penalties called from 2013 to 2015. So there was 30 excessive celebrations in 2016, and from 2013 to 15, 34. So it looks like that maybe it's the players that are over-celebrating, or maybe it's the refs that are pretty much penalizing these players. But I do think that, you know, I don't think players should be fined for celebrating. You know, it's a very emotional game. Like, I don't think that is something you should do. You know, penalizing players, I do think there's a point where it does become excessive. I think if it's something that's choreographed, okay, well, obviously that's very excessive. But I do think that, come on, man, you gotta make the game fun again. You gotta make the game fun, you know. You gotta make it fun for the TV viewers. You gotta make it fun for, you know, the fans in the audience. You gotta do it, you know, and that's what it is. I think it's because, you know, the NFL, they kind of see them. It's entertainment. You got to keep the fans entertained. I do think that's something that could, you know, make the entertainment, you know, kind of increase a little bit. Well, you know, I'm still overblown about that, you know, 34 penalties that were pretty much called taunting. And those included decline penalties, by the way. You know, 22, there was 22 in 2015, and then 5 years ago, there was only 9 called during the 2012 season. So it looks like that as each year goes on, it looks like that these excessive penalties have been called. But it looks like that, you know, the NFL, they want to stop penalizing players and fine them, but it looks like referees want to just penalize them and not fine them. So, you know, it remains to be seen what happens to this, you know, as we go on ahead into the year. This can be something that would be talked about in the league meetings next year. So I don't think it will be changed right now since it wasn't really talked about. But yeah, you know, I do think it's something to keep your eye on as the year goes on. All right, well, that's going to do it for me. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. I will be back tomorrow. I'll discuss any type of news over the next 24 hours. As always, I'm Jeremiah. You guys are tuning in to Going to Media Concepts Football Podcast. You guys have a great day and have a pleasant tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.